1.3. Listen to the synopsis and retell in a group. In the summer of 1953, college student Esther is offered an internship at a prestigious New York magazine. She wants to escape her country life, as she feels energetic but depressed. She can't create her identity and doesn't know what she wants to do. She often feels suffocated and as if she got away. She is also forced to follow the image of a woman that society demands. During her internship, Esther meets two other interns, Doreen and Betsy. They have very different personalities. Doreen is rebellious and outgoing, while on the contrary, Betsy is a quiet girl. As an intern, Esther experiences a series of shocking events, such as getting food poisoning and nearly being raped. At one point, she tries to kill herself and almost succeeds to do so. Her mental condition grows worse until she is put into a psychiatric hospital. There, she has another shocking experience that one of the patients who have helped her, Joan, kills herself. Although it is shocking, Joan's death calms Esther's own thoughts about killing herself. Esther gradually recovers, but still feels uneasy about her future, where her mental illness would return. Finally, she leaves the hospital, even though she is worried that she would be locked up again in the bell jar. The bell jar is a thick glass display container, which may show her complex mental condition.